Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Open Line Thursday, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I believe it's going to be the hottest day of the year so far. Today it should be touching the 90s. So if you need that AC unit checked out, give our friends at Crop Metcalf a call. That would be the smart and prudent thing to do.
So many member guests this week.
No, they're just everywhere.
Today. Yeah, it's always a big US Father's Day week.
Okay.
US Open week, a lot of member guests.
They had the one at Norbeck last weekend, actually.
Yeah. Yep, correct.
A lot of drunkards.
I'm sure. A lot of transfusions being served up.
But I would never want to play. I don't play member guests, but I would never play a three-day member guests. Some of them are longer with the practice rounds during U.S. Open week.
Yeah, you just can't do it. You can't see yourself doing it.
No, I mean, I wouldn't want to miss all of that U.S. Open for 3 or 4 rounds of golf consecutive days. I wouldn't do that.
I had my golf gambling.
I just can't do it. I couldn't do all the drinking.
Consigliere Matt Valdez placed some bets for me pre-first round. So
yeah,
I'm locked in on some U.S. Open wagers.
Yep. I got to put a bunch of bets in before first tee times.
As you should.
Which are at 6:45.
Is that right? They actually are pre-7.
Yep.
I guess we're going to move back our – we had to adjust some things schedule-wise. So we actually – there's going to be about an hour of play before we do our board, but it is what it is. I don't think it's going to affect anybody. Unless Scheffler goes out there and quadruples the first hole or
it's
something.
It's fine. It's all good.
Even then, I'm not sure I would bet against them.
Bryson, Xander. I'm just looking at the names. Oberg, Fleetwood, possibly Hideki. Those are the bigger names that are going off pre-7:45.
I'm not picking any of those dudes right now.
All of the same cast and characters?
Someone's going to take Bryson early.
Oh, I didn't hear you say Bryson.
Yeah, Bryson will go early.
Same cast of characters in the golf pool, I'm assuming.
I don't know. JP's not here, so I don't know if he gave Valdez a list.
I'm guessing he did not submit any picks. So maybe it's down to 7. It's the 6 of us, and I'm guessing Anna from Annapolis still in the mix.
It's so funny how none of us know. I mean, we've been doing this for so long. It's whatever it is. None of us know why JP's off. We just know that he's off on the calendar, and we have no idea. And he probably said it 10 times, and none of us care.
I don't recall.
He definitely told me 10 times, and I feel bad.
You've forgotten.
I thought Dylan already graduated.
He did.
So it's not Dylan's graduation. I think it has something to do with, like,
maybe Isabella's
school or something like that.
Isn't he giving a speech
graduate. See, I don't know.
He's doing another. He's doing some speech.
Oh, he's doing it for the kids. For the Isabella.
Like the
school.
fifth
grade. That must be it. Like right. The moving on. Yeah, ceremony, the moving on.
He's doing the ceremony and the speech.
That guy's got to learn how to say no. He's got a big problem.
Never seen someone love speeches more.
I mean, he got a big problem, man.
Well, he likes the ADs.
Is that what it is? That deep down what it is?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I say
no. You think he doesn't like being on the mic at the swim meets?
He probably does.
He tells me he does no shtick.
Well, I know, but he still likes being the broadcaster.
You do? You think so? Being in charge. Some people like being in charge.
Yeah.
Like, I know some guys, this is a side note, but like, I just did a golf tournament that my buddy ran, and I know another guy that runs it. Some guys just like, and I'm like, why are you running this golf tournament? You know what a pain, like, that,
a lot of time
that
and effort.
Is hell
he likes
on,
organizing all that stuff.
That's hell on
yeah,
wheels.
Yeah, I would never want to do
and
that.
And people just love it.
Nope.
They like being in charge. They like going up there and organizing all the auction items. Like going up there and saying, okay, guys, we got another 5 minutes. Last bid. Get your last bids in. You know,
putting out the rule sheet.
Yeah, putting out the rules and making sure they got all their sponsors. And literally every single aspect of that is hell on earth.
Putting the names on the carts.
It actually sucks.
And they want to make sure that it's done just right. And they're like, if the freaking sign's not correct, that every part, every detail of that is hell to me. People just like doing it. They like being in charge.
I'm happy to pay and show up and play in the event, but I don't want to organize one bit of it.
I don't like paying either.
Well, I mean,
that's the other thing. Yeah. I'll be honest. You're a nicer person than me. I don't like paying.
Well, it depends on what the charity is.
Yeah.
And I know the one you're talking about was
how many times,
had a lot of question marks.
How many times has Eric said to me when I complain about money, what are you going to do? You're gonna die with all your money.
Yeah, because I used to have money. You know
how
why?
How many times has he said that?
You know why,
he's
Jason?
He's on borderline brokey.
Yeah, because I'm a brokey now. I used to have money. And then when my kids went all to college and everything, money and I went to every game all across the country for 5 years.
You spent a lot of money. That's true.
It caught up.
Okay, but you...
I didn't miss the kids. I missed like three games out of like 200.
All right, but Eric, you have said that much more recently to me than 5 years ago.
It wasn't until... I didn't hit brokey status until about 6 months ago.
Hey, Eric, come to the dark side.
Come on over.
Hey, I can show you where to shop for expired meats. I mean, come on.
I need all the tips.
I'll give you all the life hacks.
All the yellow tag items are giant.
For 35 years of doing this show, I've been overcompensated and haven't worried about money.
Until
now. 6 months ago, I ran, smashed into the wall and went, where'd all the money go?
Yeah.
Where'd all the money go?
I know where it went. It went to Cornell.
It went to Cornell. It went to Marist. It went to St. Andrews. And it went to 2 hotels, 2 airline tickets every
dinners,
weekend.
Dinners out.
Dinners out. Every for 5 years,
I know.
Six years.
Well, I was complaining about that too, and you know, luckily I had 2 in-state tuitions.
Just have to say,
but
I'm
you would
broke.
Still say, "What are you going to do?" It's all money
because I had money. I used to have money.
This is EB.
Just have to say, I'm broke.
Hey, will you write down how much, an estimate how much you think you've spent between the colleges and the trips?
$1 million.
Yeah.
He's not going to write it down.
Yeah, he doesn't need to write it down. He just blurted it out.
You definitely think it's over?
I mean, for my daughter at Cornell, between tuition and traveling, to all her games. I missed one of my games. It was one game at Columbia University, and the reason I didn't go is because they required a certain type of card, and I resented it. Okay? And I did not go out of protest.
Yeah.
That's how angry I was.
You're still angry.
Yeah. But every other game, I went all across the country. Every other game.
Then what do you think the average?
That cost me $500,000.
What do you think the average is per weekend between travel and lodging?
I never
and food?
Thought about it, but it's probably like $1,500 minimum. Like when I would drive, like you know,
this is without plane tickets.
Plane tickets ramps it up,
and renting cars. And
food.
2 hotels, and then dinners.
Yeah,
I mean every meal.
And by the way, you're probably taking Megan or Stevie out to dinner after the game too,
and their teammates.
Oh, and their teammates.
Yeah,
and you have one more kid that you got to do this for too, and you're on Felt Street.
How about this? I'm way oversharing. I spent all my money I saved up on my youngest on. Meg's Cornell. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're responsible human beings. But I didn't know that one of my kids was going to go to school where ultimately it's going to cost me like $100,000 a year. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. Mm. Oh, that's a thing. That's a thing, folks.
Financial shell game now at this point.
That's a thing, folks.
Financial whack-a-mole.
I didn't even mention all the rents I'm paying all over the country.
Right.
All over the country. Multiple rents sometimes.
Oh, I mean.
Because they would live in the city for the internship. Oh, okay. They live in Boston for the internship. Still got to pay the house. Outrageous thing at Cornell. Living in New York City for the internship. Got to pay the outrageous thing in Cornell. My son, you know, same thing.
Just have to say I'm broke.
So
you're not paying those now, are you?
My kids are still dependent on this person right here. Mm-hmm. This broke person.
Breadwinner.
Hey, this is like Dave Ramsey radio.
Well, I mean, to be fair, your wife does work. I don't know what she makes a year, but she does
work.
She
does fine.
Okay. So that helps because that can pay for a lot of that stuff.
Jason, I gave you a bucket and I put a few drops in it.
That's what it is?
Okay. Well, like, relative to everything.
Or write down what she makes a year.
I don't know.
I believe that.
You
I have
know.
A vicinity.
Is it a salary or hourly?
It's a salary, but she has benefits too that are like worth something. It's hard for me to explain it.
Right. Okay, tell me during the break.
It's hard for me to explain it. But that's
My wife makes about $10,000 a year.
I know. But I know you. Put it this way: you're 10 times richer than me.
No.
Hey, have you thought about like maybe Dina work for DoubleTree or something, and you get like an employee discount?
That's a great idea.
No.
Maybe
what
she
I'm
be
hoping.
A-
what I'm hoping is as soon as I get my son off freaking the payroll and my daughter off the payroll, in about three or four months away from breathing again.
Yeah.
What's payroll?
Off my payroll. Off me. Do you know what I'm saying? As soon as I.
They'll start making salaries.
Like, yeah, yes, okay, they're gotcha, on the gotcha, brink
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like 3 months away. Once that happens, back to everything's
You're
okay.
You're near liftoff. Right? You're close.
Back to everything's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But I got to just get through these next couple months of being a brokey.
You know what? I'm right? kind of the same way.
Yeah.
Because the last rent payment for my daughter's apartment down in Blacksburg is July 1st. All right. Now it's $870 a month. All right. So after I pay that, officially the college payments will be completely zero. All right.
You want to hear my dilemma? I'm going to top you.
Yeah.
So my son, God bless him, he's a guy. I told you. Yeah. He's living in Chinatown. He's living literally in just like
a pig, I don't even want to think about
a pigsty. Okay. My daughter, though, she thinks she's Gwyneth Paltrow.
No.
She's living in Gramercy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just sounds fancy.
And I'm already now paying
Gramercy Park's
her silly. Share $2,000 a month. She doesn't even start living there till October.
Mm. Oh, that's 4 or 5 months.
So
that's,
when did that lease start?
And she's currently in Rome. Yeah. That I'm paying for. After she left Greece, which I paid for. After I got a phone call that she wrecked a car in Greece.
Oh, you didn't tell us about that. That's a biggie.
Oh,
that's a biggie.
Just get out of some olive oil.
Now it's starting to make sense why EB's a broke.
That's going to cost a lot of euros to fix.
Take us through the car wreck.
Yeah, what happened there?
I didn't even ask. I just shook my head.
You didn't ask? Oh, I would have asked a million questions.
There was a whole thing. But here,
so it was just a rental car.
Why is she driving a car in Greece?
I don't know. I have no idea. But she told me at the end of the long text that I didn't read the details of.
Uh-huh.
This was her last sentence. I'm just going to cry to the guy and hope he hooks me.
That sounds like a very thin business plan.
That was her plan. I'm just going to cry. I'm going to return the car and just cry.
Yeah, you think that old Greek dude is going to fall for that ploy? Probably not.
I don't know. It might have worked. I'm just going to give you a side note. It might have worked.
Well, good for her.
I know the Pantheon was a drive-thru.
Dude, I don't trust me.
Parthenon?
Brokeyville.
Yeah, where's the Pantheon?
Hey, we should have a golf tournament for it. We should have a golf tournament.
Yeah, raise money for EB.
That tournament you played should have been for you, for your bottom line.
Maybe. I told my buddy.
Yeah, I mean, with all those expenses, I would have told you-know-who who asked you to play in that golf tournament.
For free.
Can I tell you how much? Can I tell the people how much you paid for it?
I think he's already gone on record and said how much you paid.
Can I say?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. Here's the thing. Here's the preface to it. Some golf tournaments are $1,000. Yeah, you know, whatever. For you, know, if you're rich. I don't pay to play in golf tournaments. Like, yeah. I'm above it.
Right.
Okay. I don't like to do it.
I never do it.
Yeah. So that one was $260.
Right. $260
to play my home course.
Yeah. I know he's a good friend. I would have said, bro, I got too many expenses. I gotta say say no.
It was fine. It was fine. It was $260 because he had extra Gatorades on the hole. Oh, that's good. I'm glad we paid for that.
Yeah. Hey, it's good. You don't want to be dehydrated on a hot day. I mean, what? You need those electrolytes.
At least I got a silly TaylorMade hat out of the. Yeah, that was
You paid $260 for a TaylorMade hat.
All right, coming up on the show, I believe the time for our first guest has shifted. Steve Sands is going to join us to talk about the U.S. Open. Jason, do we know what time he'll be joining us this point?
I thought 45.
6:45.
So 6:45, he will be joining us.
Because he's going to be on the Golf Channel, I'm guessing, live at starting around 7 or 8.
Very good.
Probably 8.
Later in the show, Linnell Willingham, 106.7 The Fan Overtime host. He's been out at the Commanders OTAs. He's going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page, talk about Pacers Thunder, and we'll give you some insight as to what happened at Commanders training camp as well yesterday. We'll do that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next. Steve Sands from the Golf Channel will join us coming up at 6:45, live from Oakmont, site of the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. Let's get into the Junkies Sports page. A lot went down last night, including Game 3 of the NBA Finals.
Sports page driven by the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria. They've got huge spring incentives. It means lower prices for you and all your favorite models. Go over there and ask for Josh Cochran and make it Malloy. That's Malloy.com. I was told yesterday that my Chevy Tahoe will be done in a week. I'll be driving a Chevy Tahoe in a week.
I think that's the one I told you to get, right?
Yeah,
I tell you to get a Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, That's a great
Every
car.
Time I see them on the road, I'm like, I can't wait to drive that thing.
You'll be in it in a week.
Now, good the gas situation is going to be a little different.
That's going to be, but, that's true.
I just can't wait. It's going to be so comfortable, and that thing's going to be rolling.
You'll throw it up $5 at a time, just like you always do.
No, $15.
$15.
You have to
$15
now?
$15.99, actually.
That'll get you, what, about 5 gallons?
$15.99. Why? You have a weird number thing?
Yeah, because if it goes over the dollar, so if it goes to $16.02,
okay,
I got to go to $16.99. Because if I don't hit it right on the dollar, on the zeros.
They have medication for that, you know.
Yeah.
I need medication for a lot of things.
They definitely do have meds.
Yeah. So if I say, all right, I'm going to put $19 in.
But you know what? Don't take the meds because these stories are better than being on the meds.
So if if I go to the gas station and I say, all right, well, I'm just going to put, you know, $18 in.
Yeah.
And it goes to $18.03.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I got to go to try and get it to $19.
Okay.
On the dot.
Okay.
If it goes to $19.02, I got to go to $20.
And you're not paying in cash. You're paying credit card,
yeah,
right?
I just put my debit
in. Okay. Good.
But there's
sometimes he sleeps on credit card rewards.
Sleep hard.
I've got rewards.
All right. You do the
I don't
Amex.
I don't always use the Amex for gas, but from big purchases I do. Anyway, so yeah, I got to go. Sometimes I'll be there for like an extra 3 or 4 minutes
because
I'm trying to hit the number.
Got it.
I know it's strange.
Weird.
It's very strange.
You just do you.
Hey, we're all just trying to get through each day.
We're all just trying to survive.
Just trying to be on the right side.
Yep. So do you want to talk about OTAs first or NBA Finals?
I say let's talk about NBA Finals just because it's interesting how that series has kind of been turned upside down from the conventional wisdom.
I watched
only three games in.
I watched most of the first quarter. JP would have been shocked that I watched most of the first quarter.
He'd have been stunned.
For me, that's
he'd be proud of you.
For me, that's a late night. And I thought, okay, this is where OKC, they're going to start rolling. Indiana was terrible, in my opinion, in the first quarter. I think they had 8 turnovers in the first quarter.
Yeah, but that's when you went to bed, and that's when the worm turned
over. They were down 8 after the first quarter.
Yes.
Because when I went to bed, it was halftime, and they were up, and I was like, oh, they got a game.
And then apparently they had another bad quarter in the third. They were outscored 29-20. But second quarter and then the fourth quarter, they outscored OKC 32-18. SGA only had one bucket in the fourth quarter. He only got 3 shots off in the fourth quarter. And they only scored 18 points. They were outscored 32-18. And the bench scoring was the difference because Indiana, their bench outscored OKC's, I believe it was 49-18.
Yeah, well, Benedict Mathurin himself had 27.
I believe it was 49-18 off the bench.
Yeah.
It was an unbelievable change in the second quarter when McConnell came in.
Yeah, I heard McConnell was a spark.
The energy that he brought to the game, the Pacers bench with Toppin, Benedict, and McConnell changed the entire game yesterday.
Yeah.
McConnell had 5 steals, 3 of them on inbound passes.
That's crazy.
And he just brought new energy. And yeah, they just, Thunder just wilted away again. SGA did nothing in the fourth quarter.
Zippy.
Chet Holmgren's a first quarter merchant. He does nothing after the first quarter every single game.
What happens to him in the fourth quarter?
He plays scared.
I mean, he finished 6 for 15. Like in the first quarter, he was killing him.
He was killing him.
2 games in a row where he's played great in the first quarter, and then he does nothing the rest of the game.
When I was watching that in the first quarter, I said, oh, Holmgren's going to have 30 plus.
Now he wound up with 20, but he was 6 for 15 from the field.
Well, apparently he went to the free throw line a bunch. Yeah.
He had a possession when they were down 6 with 2 minutes left, and he got his 3-pointer blocked by Miles Turner, and then tried to take it to the hole and got blocked, and the ball went out on him.
Isn't he it like 7'1"? How's he getting blocked all the time?
Big dude.
I don't know. He plays scared. He plays timid.
I don't get it. I don't get that, but. When I was watching, McConnell had 2 turnovers. I didn't think he played that great in the first quarter because he turned the ball over a couple times. He hit a couple buckets, but I guess from the second quarter on, he was really good, especially with the defense.
Their hustle with 5 steals. Yeah, I mean, next level.
Yeah.
Am I crazy or were they not like just launching threes at a ridiculous rate? Like it was a more traditional style game yesterday. I mean, it wasn't like they were shooting 40 threes each team. Right?
Thunder attempted 22, and the Pacers attempted
27.
Which is actually kind of benign these days, right? Am I crazy, or isn't that kind of a lowish number?
Compared to game two. Yeah.
Like
game two, it was, what did I say it was combined threes? Like 76 combined threes?
Something
attempts?
Crazy. So
So this, yeah, this is yeah, under
Halliburton,
50.
Halliburton was attacking more.
Yeah.
And getting started early.
Yeah.
Which he had not done the previous game.
Is it just me too? Have we talked about this? Halliburton has a weird shot. It's almost like a set shot. Like, it's weird the way he shoots. Have you guys noticed that?
Of course. Or am I just yeah. So it's unorthodox.
It's weird. Yeah.
He just kind of flings it out in front of him.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Really weird.
So
he's a baller, but it's
works
weird.
Works for him.
Yeah.
I think I read this morning that the winner, when an NBA final series is tied with one, the game three winner wins the series 81% of the time.
That's a good omen for the Pacers. See if they get 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, it's just turn. Why is
that's pretty
why
interesting.
Have they been so? Why are they up 2-1? Why? The end of the day, well, why?
Because OKC has had a couple of games that in the fourth quarter they just fall apart. That happened in game one, and that happened.
Is that because of coaching? Because Carlisle is just so much better than this other guy.
Well, I mean, either that or just the bench is better. Well,
certainly the bench did nothing yesterday for OKC.
I mean, you can just tell that how unscared the Pacers are.
Yeah, like they're battle tested.
They don't give up. It's all heart for them.
How many games have they had in the postseason where they just have these unbelievable comebacks?
Like four, right? At least. Yeah. At least four.
At least.
Now, the Thunder are still big favorites to win the series.
Yeah.
They still are?
I think it's minus 230 or somewhere.
I'm like jumping on the Pacers at this point.
If there's ever a time to jump on the Pacers,
you're getting
if you didn't do it before,
dollars?
You might want to do it now.
I don't know. I think the Thunder are favored by six in game four.
I mean, I think I might have to take the Pacers plus six game.
I think they've proven they're not.
Well, there's your weekend parlay play right there.
Might be.
Yeah. I mean, if OKC goes off and wins the series, I'll respect them for sure.
So
it seems like momentum's in their favor.
So 116-107, they're up 2-1. Game four is tomorrow night. Obviously, still in Indianapolis. Must win, obviously, for OKC.
In fact, now I'm rooting for Indiana 100%.
I think I am too.
Yeah, I love underdogs, and I'm all in. Give me poopy Indiana. I want them. That's who I'm rooting for.
If you love underdogs, the Wiz, that's your squad, EB, next year.
So that is just a crazy stat that the game three winner of a series tied at one wins 81% of the time. That's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
It's a huge number.
I don't know why we don't throw all our money down on that. That stat.
I'm not saying
and
all.
Number,
I might throw a little money.
But, I mean, that stat and the number, it seems like a home run.
Yeah. I don't know what money you're going to use. You just spent the whole first segment talking about being a brokey.
Man, I still have a few quarters.
You have a few shekels left in the betting account.
Everything's relative.
I understand.
I feel relatively broke.
Sure.
Okay.
So we're gonna have Steve Sands on in about 15 minutes. U.S. Open coverage starts. Actually, it's probably already started, right? I gotta find where USA is on this TV.
Gotta find it. Gotta get it off the Screamin' A shows JP watches all the time and find USA.
Those are done.
5:50.
Okay, we're gonna put USA on one. We're gonna put live from Golf Channel on the other. But 6:45, got the six guys going off. 6:45. Some of the bigger names pre 7:45. I already talked about it. We've got Adam Scott, Keegan Bradley going off at 7:18. Fleetwood also going on at 7:18. Obear's going off at 7:18. Bryson and Xander going off at 7:30 or 7:29. Rory's going off at 7:40.
How far is it playing from the tip? Is it playing
74?
7,400?
Yeah, something like that. Wow. Those church pew bunkers, they just look brutal. I mean, if you land in one of those, good luck.
Because the
rough is 5 inches, but the grass in the church pew in the bunkers is like 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how you'd ever find the ball.
I don't know how they find the ball either. I have no idea. I mean, they have 100,000 people out there, but I still don't know how they find it.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I got to get my bets in. We're going to do our pool. We're going to draft our players at 7:45. Have we come to an agreement of the format of the pool, or are we going to keep it the same way?
I feel like this year we have to keep it the same, but next year revamp.
We'll have to retool, reevaluate.
2026, new day, new era.
I think so. For was it Augusta, Aronimek, and Shinnecock, and
where are they playing?
You already know all the sites for 2026. Yeah, that is pretty good.
Why are you still trying to see if Tiger matches up to any of those?
He's giving up that ghost.
Scottie Scheffler currently is +280 to win outright. The next guy is plus 700, so you're getting 7-1 on Bryson. Rahm's 12-1. That separation between Scheffler and Bryson, that's almost, if not bigger, than what you used to see with Tiger to win a major.
Pretty substantial.
It's wild.
Less than 3-1 is a crazy number.
Normally a guy that bombs it like Bryson, but Bryson's pretty freaking accurate with his driver.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a legit shot, yeah.
But then his iron play has not been elite.
He's done a lot of different stuff with his irons. He was talking about it in his presser.
Yeah.
They changed the heads a bunch of different times, and it's incredible how much he thinks about his clubs.
He's a tinkerer.
Yeah, he tinkers all the time, especially with his irons. He talked about it a lot. So Rahm's 12-1. Rory's also 12-1. I think I'm going to have to put a little money on Rory to miss the cut just based on the stats. Scheffler, if you look at Scheffler's stats, he's number one in so many categories, mm-hmm. right? Especially bogey avoidance, which is huge at the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can make pars at the U.S. Open, that's like making birdies at a normal tournament. And I talked about this a couple days ago when we had that guest on. Rory is 178 or 174 on the tour in driving accuracy.
Because mm-hmm. typically it doesn't really matter. You bomb and gouge.
Yeah.
But you can't bomb and gouge a U.S. Open.
No.
Yeah.
So I might take a look at that.
Valdez already got me on the Rory missing the cut bit. Yeah, already in.
I think it's a good bet. And if you know, whatever, if he plays well and hits fairways, he'll make the cut. But based on how he drives the ball, of course he kills the ball, but mm-hmm. if he's going to be in the rough, it's, you know, he's going to be looking at bogeys. So that starts in the next 10 or 12 minutes. And then, of course, OTAs, day two of the mandatories in Ashburn.
Well, Birdie told me you were out at the OTAs at some point yesterday.
I went out there. I got to thank all of the guys, plus Coach Quinn, for signing the firefighter helmet for the Trevor Brown Foundation. Trevor Brown was the firefighter in Loudoun County who was killed in the line of duty, killed in that house explosion last February in Sterling. Awful story. He's got a wife and three young kids. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're having a charity golf tournament Monday. So the Trevor Brown Foundation trying to raise money. The Caps were great. They signed a helmet. The Nats signed a helmet.
That's awesome.
All the big names.
Very good.
And then yesterday I picked up the Commander's helmet. And these helmets are cool because the guy who actually designed the helmets, he painted them all in the team colors. Mm-hmm. And he put the logos on them and everything. Right. They look really cool.
Yeah, so
they're going to auction those off on Monday. But anyway, I was out there. I went to the Dan Quinn presser. I'll tell you one thing Josh Harris has to do.
What's that?
He's got to build a bigger media center.
Okay.
It's unbelievable how small that thing is.
It's tiny.
You can't take one step without bumping into somebody.
Okay.
And I'm surprised that the media members don't trip over the camera stands mm-hmm. or wires or cables.
Yeah.
There's no way. I mean, there was probably 40 to 50 media members in the small room for the Quinn presser. Yeah, I mean, you can't walk.
You're claustrophobic.
It's the same room it's always been.
Well, that big one, they have that big one in the main building.
Yeah.
But I think that's just for like the big pressers.
Mm-hmm. Like when they announce a head coach.
So the satellite presser.
But the daily pressers.
Okay.
When Quinn's in there each day, that was in that side media center. That thing sucks. Josh Harris needs to build a whole new media center.
Send him a note. Let him know. You're letting him know right now.
I am. So he was. He talked about a bunch of guys. There was a bunch of coaches out there, high school and college coaches, out there watching practice. But obviously, the big story yesterday was Noah Brown's injury.
Yeah, we have some audio of Ben Standing calling in, I guess, right on the scene with Grant Paulson here on 106.7 The Fan yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's hard to know exactly what happened, but basically, he made a catch over the middle. It was like a sort of a low throw, and he went down to the ground, secured it, no big deal. But you could tell in the way he hit that something happened. You know, to what degree, who knows? He stays down for an extra 2, 3, 4 seconds. The training staff comes out. He does eventually get up and slowly walks off the field, but then they decide to cart him over to the building. And, you know, like I said, it's hard to tell exactly the – What stood out a little bit was when he gets to the building with the cart kind of rolls over, sort of like a little bump out there. And at that moment, he kind of yelled, let out a scream. We were all sort of standing right there. And we don't know if it's a scream out of frustration, a scream out of the bump did something to him. I can't say for sure. But yeah, the whole thing was, you know, jarring. You know, you've seen this before. Some guys, it seems like a disaster, and then it turns out to be nothing.
Hmm.
Well, let's hope it's relatively minor and that he'll be ready for training camp, but that the initial sound of it does not sound positive. That
doesn't sound good.
The fact that
whenever
one,
you're carted off a field,
and two, they hit a bump on the way out and he's either wincing in pain or yelling in frustration at what he thinks is a pretty big injury.
Correct.
So we'll have to wait and see what the results are for that. We'll talk more OTAs and training camp, specifically about Deebo Samuel, coming up at 7 a.m. But next, we'll talk U.S. Open with Steve Sands from the Golf Channel, next here on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Junk's coming to you on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can call us throughout the show. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Steve Sands, anchor and reporter for the Golf Channel. He's at Oakmont, site of the U.S. Open.
He drove up to Oakmont from Ocean City on, what was that? Was that Monday, Stevie?
Yes, sir. It was Monday night.
Sansi, how dare they disturb your Ocean City vacation with a major? What are they doing?
An outrage.
It is an outrage.
Yeah.
Outrage. You don't have to call it our name.
So. I have to say, Steve's a good dude. Been coming on the show for 20 plus years, and then he comes on the day of a major.
He's got to go on air. What time are you going on live from?
No live from. I'm in the booth. The only live from I ever do is the Masters.
Okay, so you're going in the booth. All right.
In the booth with Tirico.
Oh, sweet.
At 9 a.m. So wow. I'm actually pulling into Oakmont right now.
Dude, that guy's going to be on air in 2 hours, and he's calling the show.
You're a good dude, man. I really appreciate it.
Right there.
Nice job.
Anything for Lurch, man. Come on.
Hey, we're boys. Hey, we're just kind of talking about players because we're doing this pool. We do it for majors every year where we draft two players, an American and an international. I've told you about that. And I was watching live from yesterday, and Aaron and a bunch of the guys were talking about the strength of this particular U.S. or the players at this U.S. Open is driving accuracy, because if you're in the rough, you're going to be effed, especially if you're in those church pew bunkers off the fairway. I mean, those are impossible. But I mean, Scheffler is number one in a lot of categories, and his driving accuracy is very good. Is that the key in your opinion, for this week?
Without a doubt. If you are in the rough here this week, more often than not, then you have no chance of scoring.
Right.
And it doesn't mean you're going to take yourself out of the championship, but you have no chance of scoring. And I just think you have to stay away from double bogeys. I talked to about six or seven players on Tuesday in a practice round, and every one of them, every single one of them was like, you know, I was in the rough a few times and couldn't even advance it. Mm. So if you find the fairway, you have a chance. If you find the greens in regulation, you have a chance. If you're in the rough off the tee or with your second or third shots, you're going to be in big, big trouble at this golf course. This place is a beast.
Just looking at the odds, Scheffler, who's having a great year, I mean, he's won, what, three of the last five or three of the last four that he's played in. He's plus 280 to win. The next guy down is Bryson at plus 700. And I was telling the boys, those are the type of odds that you used to see with Tiger when Tiger was yep. in his prime. You know, less than 3-1 to win a major, that's a pretty low number.
It's the first time I can remember being asked a question by, you know, radio shows, podcasts, whatever, other TV shows. Is it Scotty or the field?
Yeah.
You know, it used to be Tiger versus the field. Mm-hmm. You always have to take the field because the field is 155 versus one guy. But I'll put it this way. If Scotty Scheffler plays very well, then he's going to win. Mm-hmm. That's how good he's playing. By the way, those three wins, you don't see a lot of blowouts in golf. It just doesn't happen very often. Those three wins in the last five starts have all been by four shots or more. That's a 21, 24, 28-point win in football. I mean, that's a double-digit win in basketball. Those are big, big margins in golf. Scotty has been dominant the last month or so.
Sanzi, do you love or hate this bet that Matt Valdez gave me? The PGA U.S. Open winning score, under 278.5 shots.
Oh, man. I was looking at that last night. So that's minus 1.5. I have a hard time. Every single player, caddy, official, person you speak to, is saying that no one is going to break par after 4 days. I just can't imagine the best players in the world in 2025, someone not shooting under par. So last night I decided 2 under is going to win. So that would be, you know, 278.5 is it's a par 70 this week. So that's minus 1.5 is the total. I think 2 under is going to win, but I mean, if it doesn't rain here this weekend, it's supposed to rain Saturday, maybe a little bit on Sunday. If it doesn't rain and it gets firmer and faster as the week goes on, no one will break par. If it gets a little soft, which means that the guys will be able to attack it a little bit more, a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit, I think someone will finish under par.
I know you've been talking about it ad nauseum, but if you took away the rain, right, so the guys can throw a few darts at it potentially, relatively yep. speaking, if you take that away, where does Oakmont stand up in this condition relative to others in terms of setup and difficulty? Where does
it
rank?
I would take three or four over par. And bet my house on it. If it got firm and fast, the guys have no chance to break par here. And I think Oakmont is the most difficult test in
that's
any
what I'm
of the
saying.
Courses that host the US Open. It's the most difficult one of them all. It's the one that's been here the most. This is the 10th time the US Open has been held here at Oakmont. No other course has held it that many times. It is by far the highest scoring average of all the places that have hosted the US Open. It's the 125th edition of the U.S. Open, so it's been around for a long time. This course is not just known as the most difficult of all the courses that host the U.S. Open, but it factually is the most difficult golf course that hosts the U.S.
Open. So it's indisputable.
Well, Mickelson said 2 days ago, this will be the hardest golf course that we've ever played in our careers. It's basically what he said.
I mean, it's hard to say because it literally depends
conditions.
On how soft it is. Here's why. Angel Cabrera won here in 2007 mm-hmm. at plus 5. All right? Plus 5.
Right.
Dustin Johnson won 9 years ago in 2016. He was 4 under par.
Right.
So that's a huge discrepancy. You know, there have been some crazy, crazy U.S. Opens. 11 over one here in 1927. But do you want to count 1927? I don't know. Wingfoot in 74 was 7 over par. That was the massacre at Wingfoot there. I don't know. It's a really difficult course. I don't know if this particular week is going to be the most difficult at Oakmont.
and lightens it up just a touch, I think that's enough for the best players in the world to shoot around par.
So I'm sorry, I've been so busy. I haven't watched a lot of the preview stuff this week with you guys on Live From. So because the rough is so penal, obviously they expand the fairways a little bit, but is it, like, how many holes is it taking what otherwise would be driver out of their hands?
Oh, I don't think it takes driver out of their hands. You know, I don't think length is the issue here. I mean, like, length is not the issue here. The issue here is accuracy.
Well, that's what I mean.
You know, and I don't think the guys will take away the driver. I know what you mean. So I don't think the guys will take driver out of their hands
mm-hmm.
because of the rough.
Okay.
I think the only reason that driver is ever taken out of the hands of professional golfers at this level is distance. And what's the best way for them to navigate their way around the golf course? So let's put it this way. If you're on the 18th hole, I asked Gary Koch this last night. He's going to be in the booth with us here in a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. I asked Gary Koch, get a one-shot lead on the 18th hole here, par four, on the 18th hole. What would you hit off the tee? And he said, driver. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, don't you want to kind of find the fairway and be farther back? He goes, driver. He just kept saying driver. So I think distance is the – you got to remember –
yeah.
The greatest players in the world, one of the reasons they're the greatest players in the world is because they have a belief that other people don't have. And if they feel like driver's the play, they're going to take out drivers.
Well, yeah, also, I'm sure you're familiar with Scott Fawcett, who is the creator of this decade. It's a very geeky stats thing that a lot of these guys use. It's a way of navigating around the golf course. He's kind of a guru for that. And he just says that, like, it's stupid, three-wood driver. They're not even that much more accurate. You want to get close to the hole. I know you can't really bomb and gouge a U.S. Open, but, you know, the way drivers are set up, they're set up for you to hit basically a draw. You know, why are you going to hit a cut here or do something different here? Just hit your freaking driver as far down there as you can.
Yeah, I mean, the problem here is that the rough here is more difficult than the rough anywhere else.
Right.
So the bomb and gouge theory is correct if you have a chance out of the rough. Here's the thing about the rough here.
Right.
The one thing that I don't love about having nasty rough and greens that are 14 and a half on the stimp meter.
It's unbelievable.
Crazy.
14 and a half.
That is crazy. I don't even know how you hold the putter.
Yeah.
Exactly. That combination makes it tough. Here's why. I don't like the fact that if you hit the rough, you just punch out. I like when the rough is of a height. And it's 5 1/4 inches, by the way.
Yeah.
5 1/4 inches. If it was at a height where it gave the players a choice.
A choice, right.
Meaning a chance.
I agree.
Then you're then 3 and 7 are both in play.
Right, I agree.
If you just bomb and gouge it out, I don't love that all the time. But I don't think it's going to be all the time here, but it's going to be most of the time here.
All right, man.
Sandy,
all right, we know we've
got to
go.
Thanks for taking the time before you're live on the air, man. We do appreciate
it. Have a great call. We'll be watching.
Of course, man. Anytime. Anything for you guys.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, buddy.
Steve Sands, anchor and reporter for the Golf Channel Live from Oakmont.
Think about that. He's going on air in 2 hours.
Yeah.
And he calls us.
Very nice of him.
He's got meetings.
When we come back, we'll get back into Commanders OTAs. Were you concerned at the way Deebo Samuel looked during some of the highlights from Commanders OTAs in Ashburn? He looked a little thick around the middle. If you want to call us and weigh in, you can do that at 800-636-1067. We'll talk Deebo at OTAs next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.